You know, sometimes it feels like you're running late for a life that hasn't even started. Like you missed your moment. Like you should have already made it. Already been further. Already felt more healed, more seen, more fulfilled. But I want us to pause for a second. Just pause with me for a second. And just hear this. You're not behind. You're in transition. This moment in your life, this space that you are in, is not a punishment. It is preparation, my friend. It is not a delay, my friend. It is by design. And I know the world doesn't make it easy to believe in that. No, it does not. There's so much comparison, you know? Every time we go online, it looks like somebody is passing you, doesn't it? Somebody just bought a house. Somebody else is getting married. Somebody's going viral. You got this 16-year-old who just built a $1 million app. And it seems like everybody's smiling wide with their perfect life. And here you are just questioning everything. Wondering if you missed a train. Wondering if it's a little bit too late. But let me tell you, my friend, from my own soul to yours, there is no train. There is no race. There is no behind. There is only this moment in your life, this chapter, and this breath is sacred. Even if you don't know where you're going, even if the plan is not clear, because let's be honest, sometimes we do not know where we're going. The plan is not clear. But even if you are unsure about who you are right now, you're in transition, and transitions feel like fog. But fog does not mean failure. It just means you're not supposed to move as fast as you want to. You know, let's bring it back to nature. I love to bring it back to nature. Nothing blooms all year. Even the most beautiful trees lose their leaves. Maybe some trees bloom all year, but you know what I mean. Even the strongest of animals rest for a season or hibernation. Even the sun takes time to rise. So why do we need to rush through every part of our becoming? When you are still becoming, you are unfolding, and beautifully, may I add. And some of the most powerful growth is happening in your transition, in that silence, in the in-between, in the uncomfort, in the uncertainty. Not every chapter of your life is going to come with fireworks. Some will feel quiet, some unremarkable, some very ordinary and stagnant. But even in these ordinary seasons, your spirit is doing something so sacred, you understand? It is shedding, it is rebuilding, it is realigning, it is healing. Can you understand that? That you are shedding, that you are rebuilding, that you are realigning, that you're healing. And sometimes that means you won't be moving as fast as you thought you would. You might feel still, but even in that stillness, my friend, that stillness has so much purpose. To me, stillness is like the soil where clarity grows, and clarity is what you need for the next chapter fully can begin. And I'll tell you, I just know this from experience. Every time I thought I was falling behind, I was actually being slowed down for my own protection. And you don't see it till later in hindsight, but we are being slowed down for our own protection. So we can grow our roots before we reach the sky, right? Strong roots, strong foundation. That's so important. So we can learn the lessons before we repeat any negative cycles, because I know some of us are tired. And so we can remember who we really are, because this season, all you got to do is get back to you without the noise. And that is what this moment is about, this season, this space. It's a space to return to yourself, a pause so you can recenter, a divine delay. I like that, a divine delay. Not to harm you, but to hold you, you understand? Ooh, not to harm you, but to hold you. Because this is where your strength and your faith is going to be built. It's not in the peak moments when everything is going all right, but it's in the quiet, it's in the waiting, it's in the liminal space. It's in that moment where you choose to keep going, even when you cannot see what is ahead. And I know some of us have been feeling lost. And if you have been wondering, like, am I enough? If you've been carrying this weight of, I should have, or I could have been further, like, and you're just racing ahead of yourself, come back right now and just breathe with me. You know that you are enough. You may feel late, but you are on your own timeline. You are in your own rhythm. You are becoming, and you are becoming something so beautiful. Can you believe that? I am becoming something so beautiful. Let go of the clock that was never yours to follow. Let go of the pressure to prove your worth through your progress. Let go of the lie that says your life needs to look like anybody else's. Your path is yours. Your timeline is yours. Your unfolding is holy, you understand? No matter how slow it feels, it is beautiful. And I know moving slow is hard. I know when people are ahead of you, that is difficult. And you may be sitting there like, I just want things to happen. I want momentum. But sometimes slow is how we stay aligned. Sometimes moving slower for a season is how we stay honest. And sometimes slow is how we heal the parts of ourselves that speed would only ignore. So I want you to come back to your heart, and I want your heart to feel this. You are not behind. You are falling into place. You are not falling behind. You are falling into place. Even when it doesn't look like it, even when it doesn't feel like it, something within you is aligning. Something within you is awakening. Something within you is beginning again. You don't have to force it. You don't have to rush it. You don't have to earn it with suffering either. You can be in this season, release the guilt, release the shame, and just be where you are. You don't have to suffer through this. You just have to keep on walking. Keep your head up. Keep showing up. Keep breathing through the fog. Because soon the fog will lift, you understand? 100% it will lift. The sun will rise and the pieces will all start to make sense. And then a breakthrough comes. And you'll look back and realize, man, that season of not knowing was one of the most powerful seasons I've ever been in. And you'll have gratitude for it. And you'll realize, that's where I found so much resilience. And I came back to myself, because sometimes all you gotta do is get back to you. That's where you let go of who you thought you had to be, stop performing, and that's where you return to your center, back to you. So don't rush this. Honor this. This like space that you're in, this transition, don't worry, I feel it because I'm there too. It's not a mistake. It's a miracle unfolding in slow motion. You don't need to catch up. You just need to catch your breath, you understand? You are exactly where you are meant to be. I truly believe in that. Not behind, just arriving. And when you arrive fully into yourself, everything else will meet you there. So if you're still listening, I want you and need you to remember this. Let this be your permission to be where you are today, to unfold, to become, to trust, to truly trust the timing of your own life. This is a practice. We've heard it before, but we have to implement it and put it into practice. Speak gently to yourself, but keep yourself accountable. But maybe ask yourself, what part of my journey am I rushing right now and why? Because the pressure we place on ourselves is often not even ours to carry. It comes from comparison. It comes from fear. It came from our parents. It comes from a place of forgetting our peace. It comes from forgetting that peace was always the real destination. So today we walk with grace, you understand? We breathe deep, we smile, we lift our head up. We understand that we are not behind, we are in transition. And that's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. And you're done knowing hindsight, everything is going to be all right. I'll see you soon.